This noise wasn't a howl, the sound that so terrified them and haunted their memories of the last days of Golden Coast. This was different. Fleck held up a hand for silence, needlessly now, for everyone was still. The piercing call seemed to ripple inside him, to brew steady terror in his guts. He didn't like to admit it, but he was almost paralyzed with fear. "It's only the wind?" Captain Vance whispered, a question. "Stations?" Fleck commanded, keeping his voice as calm as possible. He moved then, obeying his own charge, to the edge of the fog. Alongside him stood Galt, his recovered sword poised in his filthy hands. The excitement of their discovery was forgotten, replaced by a creeping dread. On the other side of the small clearing, the guards readied bows, swords, and pikes. Shields were lifted from the wet grass, whispered orders from Captain Vance relayed. Fleck's rabbits were at least as efficient. Gavin and Massey had resumed their bows, while Burnley stood beside them with his large pickaxe ready. The sound came again, a chilling rise and fall of high, grating music. It seemed to carry on the slight wind, then fall away. It was hard to tell where it came from. Fleck peered into the fog, squinting hard. The rabbits stepped back and forth, looked from side to side. Some of the younger rabbits moaned softly, a worried whimper escaping their mouths.
"Where is it coming from?" Galt whispered.
"I can't tell," Fleck answered. "It feels like it's all around us." Then they heard another sound, low and close.
"That's not the wind,"
Burnley muttered, choking up on his pickaxe.
"Steady," Fleck said. "Circle out."
Black Star Company turned out, facing the fog. Gavin and Massey stood together, bows ready. Kajak and Breffin stood side by side, hands shaking. Hollis and Burnley faced the foggy terror nearby. Galt stood with Fleck. The soldiers did something similar, completing a circle that surrounded the clearing. The brush bulged with fog, and they gazed into it, eyes wide and weapons ready. The shrieking bawl sounded again, large and loud and all around them. The low sound of thrashing grew louder, nearer. In front of Fleck, the forest leaves and branches bobbed as the hurried crashing came ever closer. He raised his sword.
"Here!"
Galt called. The circled rabbits turned to face Fleck's side. Gavin's eyes widened in terror, and he bent his bow, fingers shaking as they gripped his knocked arrow. Massey cursed and raised his own bow with a jerk. Burnley surged forward.
"Keep your places!"
Fleck shouted, and Burnley retreated.
"Hold the circle!"
More baneful calls, louder and closer. Fleck glanced back at Gavin and Massey, then blinked. Fog and brush rippled as heavy footfalls sounded. Closer. Closer.